We are discussing some of the laws that surround inheritance, Yerusha. Today we discuss the law of the firstborn. The Torah says in Parashat Ki Tetze, Ki et ha-bechor ben ha-sinua yakir, latet lo pi shenayim. That the firstborn boy receives a double portion. Now, this double portion, for example, would be if a fellow has three sons, and his firstborn is a boy, three boys, so what they would do is they divide the estate into four parts, and the firstborn gets two parts, and the subsequent children divide the rest equally. Now, when it comes to the law of the Bechor, there are certain laws that apply. For example, if there's a girl that was born first, so the second child that is born is not considered a Bechor. Furthermore, the Torah says, the father must know the Bechor. It says, Ki et ha-Bechor yakir, he must know him. What does it mean, he must know him? So a case happened where a lady was pregnant with twins. They were actually twin boys. But Bar Minan, the father, died during the pregnancy of his wife. So when the children were born, they never had a father. So it's not fulfilling the Pasuk Yakir. He never knew them. Therefore, even the firstborn child that comes out of that is not considered a Bechor. In that case, they were divided equally. The question is, what if a boy was born after a cesarean? Sorry, after a miscarriage. Halakha says that even though after a miscarriage, the child is not considered a firstborn for a pidyon, but for nahala, for yirusha, he is considered a firstborn. So even if the mother had a miscarriage, or a few miscarriages, or even a stillborn bar minan, the first boy that comes out subsequently is considered a Bechor. It should be noted that the word Bechor, Bet Chaf Resh, which is the word for firstborn, in those letters is indicated this rule of double portion. How? Each one of the letters, Bet Chaf and Resh, have a connotation of doubling. How? Bet, the letter Bet, is two. That's double of the first single digit, one. Chaf is 20. That's double of the first digits of 10. Double 10 is 20. And the digits of hundreds, the double of that is 200, which is Resh. So all these letters, Bet is double 1, Chaf is double 10, and Resh is double 100. So you see the word itself indicates this remez that the firstborn does get Pi Shenayim. Again, you should refer to the other halakhot that we said, how this manifests with a person that doesn't have a will or has a will. We're just discussing it, that from Torah law, automatically, the firstborn does have a double halak.